sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Nemtwaka zomu hle olamukela emoyeni ngolwesine mhlaka 8 kumfumfu 2020 ngontungamile nkomo endabeni zekuseni lamhlanje. Bane kuphela ababanje umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo, njalo uyedwa ofunyanwe esepholile.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
Umsekeli kaMongameli weMelika, uMnumzana Mike Pence, lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden, unkosikazi Kamala Harris, bangqikilene kungxoxompikiswano eqhutshwe izolo bachukana phezu kodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Thina njengabathi asihambile ke ukuyamyamukela ke, hhayi kuyavezakala ukubana ke usesimeni esilungileyo kakhulu.
Umeli weHarare West edale lePhalamende unkosazana Joanna Mamombe uze wakhululwa izolo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi, unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abe-MDCT bafungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ePhalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa abameli be-MDC Alliance. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abane ababanje umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo, loyedwa kuphela otholakale esephephile. Abantu asebehlaselwe yilomkhuhlane selokhu waqhamukayo kuleli sebezinkulungwane phose eziyisishiyangalombili 7,919, nekuthi asebesindile sebezinkulungwane eziyisithupha ezilamakhulu phose amahlanu 6,441. Abalokhu begula bedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1,249, kuthi asebefile bona balokhu bengamakhulu amabili lamachumi phose amathathu 229. I-Johns Hopkins University ithi emhlabeni jikelele umkhuhlane lo usubulele abantu abedlula kancane isigidi 1,052,247, njalo wahlasela abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amathathu lanhlano 35,984,455. Umsekeli kaMongameli weMelika uMnumzana Mike Pence lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden unkosikazi Kamala Harris bangqikelene izolo kunkulumo mpikiswano yokulungiselela ukhetho efana laleyo enziwe nguMongameli Donald Trump loMnumzana Biden kunsukwana ezedluleyo. UPence loHarris bachukane phezu kwendikimba ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ingxoxompikiswano le yenziwe ngesikhathi uMongameli Trump ephethwe yilumkhuhlane. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uyalandisa.
Unkosikazi Harris osungulela ingxoxo mpikiswano ngokuchothoza uMongameli Trump loMnumzana Pence ngathi yikungatsheli abantu beMelika iqiniso ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kusukela oqhamuka.
The vice president is the head of the task force and knew on January 28th how serious this was. And then thanks to Bob Woodward, we learned that they knew about it. And then when that was exposed, he said, because the president wanted people to remain calm. How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back? How calm
were you when your children couldn't see your parents because you were afraid they could kill them? Njalo kalacebo lokulungisa lolu daba okwenza kube nguhulumende wakuqala owehluleka ngalolu hlobo kumbali yemelika.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Kodwa umnumzana Pence uthe uhulumende wakhe useqhube inhlelo ezifana lokuhlola abantu abaningi leli gcikwane kanye lokuzama ukudinga ijekiseni yevaccine.
From the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first. Before, there were more than 5 cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China. President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done. And that was he suspended all travel from China the second.
Umnumzana Pence uphinde wathi umnumzana Biden wehluleka ukuba lenhlelo ezilohlonze ngumsekeli kamongameli ngomnyaka ka-2019.
That decision alone by President Trump bought us invaluable time to stand up the greatest national mobilization since World War II. And I believe it saved hundreds of thousands of American lives.
Unkosikazi Harris unqome umnumzana Biden ngokuthi inhlelo zakhe zigxile kwezokuthuthukisa abantu abaswelayo, kodwa umongameli Trump uthuthukisa izinothi.
Joe Biden believes you measure the health and the strength of America's economy based on the health and the strength of the American worker and the American family. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who measures the strength of the economy based on how rich people are doing.
Kodwa umnumzana Pence uthi umnotho welizwe sowathuthuka njalo badala imisebenzi eminingi selokho umongameli Trump wathatha intambo zombuso.
President Trump cut taxes across the board. Despite what Senator Harris says, the average American family of 4 had $2,000 in savings in taxes.
Umnumzana Pence uke wangenela kunkulumo kankosikazi Harris engakaqedi lanxa kungabanga lengxabangxoza njengalokho okwenzakala kwingxoxompikiswano edluleyo phakathi kamongameli Trump lomnumzana Biden ababephazamisana okungapheliyo.
Well, let's get
but Susan, this is important.
Susan,
I want to add, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Bahlafune okunye ukugoqela ukuguquka komkhathi, ubudlelwano lele China lele Russia, ukulwisana lamalwe cacha isimuslim edlulisa amalawulo, kanye lokuphathwa kwabantu abavela kwamanye amazwe, ama-immigrants. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, sixoxe lomnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ohlala edolobheni le-Ohio khonapha eMelika.
UKamala Harris usukele ekugcineni. Ugcina sele mcijo okwedlula uPence.
Ungathini ngempendulo kamnumzana Pence eyokuthi umongameli Trump uza kwamukela impumela yokhetho enganqotshwa?
UPence wenze yonke into akade fanele ayenze ukuthi aphakamise umongameli uPresident Trump, kodwa-ke kusobala abantu bayazi ukuthi hhayi into akade ikhuluma kazikho. Umongameli Trump uyaziwa ngabantu nje, kusobala.
Unkosikazi Harris, wenelisile yini ukuzivikela lapho umnumzana Pence esithi wayengananze amalungelo abansundu engumchuchisi?
Laphana uKamala Harris hhayi angabe kumnqonelile sibili ekugcineni laphana inkulumo kaPence ukuthi uyabophisa abansundu kakhulu ngesikhathi engumchuchisi eCalifornia. Kakhulu lokho kuyaziwa sibili. Angazi ukuthi uzakufihla njani. Kukhanya sibili ngumuntu owayevele i-justice system e-California kayiqondanga, ibile kungaqondanga lakhathesi njenge-justice yonke nje e-America ekuphatheni abansundu.
Kukhangelelwe ukuthi ingxoxompikiswano elandelayo phakathi kamongameli Trump lomnumzana Biden iqutshwe kuviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Umkhokheli we-MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abalitshumi lane bafungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ePhalamende leSenethi izolo ngemva kokuxotshisa amalunga e-MDC Alliance kumadale womabili. Umakhuphe uyivone Musarurwa ulwazi Sibanda uJanuary Sauke uLindani Moyo uSipho Mokone loMemory Munochinzwa sebengamalunga edale lePhalamende laphansi iHouse of Assembly kuthi asebengene kudale laphezulu eleSenate bona babalisa uMnumzana Khalipani Phukeni uMoli Ndlovu uThamani Moyo uGe Trudy Moyo, Piniel Denga, uChifu Ndlovu, uNomalanga Khumalo, loTete Chisoro Chengwe. Eqeda kuthatha isifungo sakhe uMakhuphe utshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi nguye osekhokhela wonke amalunga eMDC ePhalamende okugoqela weMDC Alliance. Umkhokheli we-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa labanye bakhe bayakusola kakhulu lokhu besithi kuyadanisa ukuthi abantu abanqotsha kukhetho sebengenile ePhalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa amalunga abo. Lanxa abasakhulayo be-MDC abahluthunele i-MDC thi isigodlo se-Harvest House besithi bafuna amacele omabili akhumisane umlotha ingcwethi ehlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Efihlela Ncube uthi kaboni kungenzeka lokhu ngoba usumnengi umonakalo osudalekile phakathi kukaChamisa loMakhuphe.
Into eyenzakalayo impi phakathi kwe-MDC into engafanelanga ngokuba ukulwa kwe-MDC ukulwa kwe-opposition ikudilika kwayo ikuqina kwe-ZANU-PF ikuqina kobusela ikuqina kwe-corruption ikuqina kwemgwaqo egcwele amapotholi ikudilika kwezibhedlela lezemfundo ikudilika kwelizwe ikugcwala kwe-human rights abuses ngokuba konke lokho kuza kwenzakala as long as i-ZANU-PF ikhona emhlabeni ngokuba kayila indlela engabusa ngayo engaphila ngayo ngaphandle kwakhona lokho kube ngakho ke i-opposition inxa ngabe iphela kuqina ububi kufanele ke bakuyeke khona lokho abakwenzayo bayekele impilo yabayilwayo bebodwa balungise ilizwe babambisana izandla ukuba kuphele umbuso omubi kangaka umbuso weZANU-PF.
Bakhona Ncube abathi uChamisa loMakhuphe kumele bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bahlanganise ibandla. Kodwa ngalapho asebefike khona kathesi ubona kungenzeka yini lokho?
Amathubo okukhulumisana ayekhona esikhathini esidlulileyo kodwa khathesi sekuchitheka igazi eliningi kakhulu elepolitiki besilwa bebodwa abe-MDC akusabonakali-ke ithuba elikhulu ukuthi basengalizuza elokukhulumisana sebezondana kakhulu akusela ndlela yokuthi bangahlala phansi njengalokho ababengakwenza ezinyangeni ezidlulileyo ngakho-ke kangiboni vele ukuthi kuzaba lokuxoxisana okukhulu kuzaba yimpi kusiya phambili besilwa beqinisa impi yabo lokuzondana kwabo lokho esisikubona sekusenzakala nxa besilwa besiya phambili bengalungisi kusho khona ukuthi ZANU-PF iyakholisa ibukele incedise ithele iparafini emlilweni lo ukuba kushe yonke into ithe iphele i-opposition iphele i-MDC ngokuba iZANU-PF nxa kusifi MDC iZANU-PF iyaqina.
UMnumzana Efihlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Kusenjalo umeli weHarare West edale lePhalamende njalo engowebandla leMDC Alliance uNkosazana Joanna Mamombe ukhululwe yinkantolo yeHigh Court izolo. UMamombe ubeselamaviki phose amabili eseChikurubi Maximum Prison lapho avalelwa khona inkantolo kamantshi mhlaka 24 ngenyanga edluleyo isithi kumele ahlolwe ngodokotela bakahulumende ukuthi ingqondo zakhe zisebenza kuhle na. Igqwetha likaMamombe uMnumzana Alec Muchadeama utshele inkundla yeZim Life ukuthi umahluli okhulule uMamombe uJustice Esther Moremba usole umantshi owamvalelayo esithi waphambanisa. Sixoxe lomkhokeli wabasakhulayo kwe-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba.
Esikubonileyo kubana ke uJohana Mamombe obeke esearch group maximum prison ngemva kokuhlukuluzwa ke ngamapolisa lokuhlukunyezwa ke la enleyo cembo olukuthiwa yiferethi eyiyo ke eyabathumbayo yabathotsha ke kuvunyelweni ke edale elikhulu ele high court ukubana hhayi kufanele ukubana ke ephiwe ibail. Behlukanisa ke umumo akiwo lalowo wawukhulunywa ke yinkantolo kamantshi. Lokho esikutholayo ke njengoba thina njengabatsha sihambile ke ukuyamyamukela ke hhayi kuyavezakala ukubana ke usesimeni esilungileyo kakhulu, njalo uthi siqhubekele phambili ngomzabalazo wokukhankasela ke ukukhululeka lokukhululwa kwabatsha elizweni leZimbabwe.
Uthi wayephethwe njani entolongweni kazange ahlukuluzwe yini?
Okokuqala ukungizwisa ebuhlungu ukubana ke uJohana Mamombe wafika kufanele ehlabe ke ijekiseni ehlatshwa abantu ke abalamakhanda singathi ke ezingathathiyo, njengoba ke wayephiwe icala lokuthi kufanele ukuthi ke ekhangelwa ke ngodokotela ukubana hhayi izisathatha yini noma usale nkinga mayelana ke lo mumo wesimo wengqondo zakhe. So uthi efika esigrubhi bafuna ukumhlaba ke ijekiseni yababemhlaba besithi kufanele uhlatshwe njengoba wena ingqondo zakho zingasathathi. So uthi ekhuluma ukuthi hhayi mina ziyathatha, yikho bathi sesimhlabela khona ukuthi uthi ziyathatha yena ezingasathathi. Lokhu kwamhlupha kakhulu, njalo wayele simo sokwesaba ukubana ke ukuhlatshwa kwamajekiseni udokotela wakhe ngekho usengakwanisa ukuthi ehlatshwe ipoyizeni. Lokho kwaba yinto eyahluphayo kwaze kwahamba amaloya ke labazali bakhe lathi ukuthi silungisise indaba yokubana ke ehlatshwe ngudokotela wakhe, njalo ehlatshwe ephiwe amaphilisi ayazakalayo. Hayi khona ukuthi amaphilisi athathwa efake phakathi kwethisha kutshwe ukuthi ngangiphiwe amaphilisi ephakathi kwethisha engakwazi ukuthi yiwo yini okufanele ukuthi wanathe noma kayisiyo.
Ilene lisile yini ukumxoxela ngakho konke okwenzakeleyo phakathi kwe-MDC thile MDC Alliance ngesikhathi evalelwe njalo, uthini ngakho?
Yes, sixoxe kakhulu simphake ukubana hayi wena ungekho usejele njengabatsha sangena ke-Harvest House sikhona sizafuna ukuthi la efike ezobona umsebenzi wabatsha nesimo eselizweni ukubana uThokozani Gube usengeniswe ePalamente sithi yena ngweke osenguye okhokhela i-opposition kodwa sikwazi ukuthi yena ibandla lakhe elemdct langena kumba ngazwetha wathola ke amavoti ayingcosana kodwa namuhla usethiwa nguye omkhulu umkhulu womuntu ke owe-opposition nguye ama-members of parliament esephiwe. Simtshele ukuthi wena kathesi sokuba into yepharlamenti uye wipha nguThokozani Gube kube yindaba emhlekise kakhulu kodwa imzisa ubuhlungu ukubana kathi mina sengingawipha ngikhuphe njani njengoba mina ngahamba kukhetho ngilo mongameli wami kodwa hhayi kuthiwa mina umongameli wami sengikhuphe. Hhayi uyavumelana lathi ukubana kufanele kukhululwe uhlelo lokubana ke siye defender ke amavoti ethu okhetho luka-2018.
Umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba ngomkhokheli wabasakhulayo kubandla le-MDC Alliance. Ukhansila ka-Ward 1 kobulawayo umnumzana Mlandu Ncube ukhethwe izolo ukuba ngumsekeli kameya waleli dolobho umnumzana Solomon Mguni. Unqobe unqobe ukhansila ka-Ward 17 unkosazana Sikhululekile Moyo. Isikhundla lesi sivuleke ngemva kokususwa kukamnumzana Tinashe Kambarami, yena osanda kuxotshiswa libandla le-MDC lamanye amakhansila. Sixoxelo Ncube yena othi uzimisele ukusebenzela izakhamizi zakobulawayo.
Ngisebenzisana le lamanye ama-councillors ngitsholo sodolobha umguni le-management ye-council. Sizazama ngendlela yethu yonke ukubana amanzi la ayenyama endlovu okumele abuye asheshe aphangise ukuze abantu bakobulawayo bezuze amanzi okunatha. Njalo sizazama indaba yokukhangela la amabhawuza ayiwadilivela amanzi ukuthi mhlawumbe singathola amanye amaningi kancane ukuze abantu bengahlali izikhathi ezide emalayinini amanzi.
Udaba lwamanzi lolu luyahlupha mpela, izakhamizi ziyakhala. Kodwa ngokubona kwakho Ncube, ukuze luqedwe lolu dubo kuyini okumele kwenziwe?
Udaba lokuthi sithole sibili sixazululo esikhulu esamanzi wobulawayo, nodaba olokuthi kuqedwe udaba lwedamu elegwayishangani. Kodwa njengoba sibona imovement yakhona ukuthi ivele iphansi, akula kuphangisa ekwenzweni kwaleli damu, kutsho ukuthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukubana siluqede lolu daba. Kodwa kwakathesi sesithembele khona lapho ukuthi izinwa iqede ngokuphangisa ukulungisa amabholo asenyamendlovu ukuze sizame ukupampa straight abantu benathi. So ngidiza kamiza kobulawayo, njengomunicipality sibhizi ukukhangela ukubana yiziphi indlela ezizathiwa ish ngama short term solutions that we can manage for now, la ma long term. I long term iyona lay egwayisha ngani dam, ukubana sifuqa uhulumende ngendlela ephakemeyo ukubana aliqedele lo dam ukuze abantu bakobulawa benathi. Kodwa siyabonga ngoba ensukwini ezimbili ezidluleyo sike samukela izulu, siyathemba ukubana liyana liza kuna njalo esigabeni semathebeleni South lapho kulama damu kodwa abantu bezuza amanzi.
Ikhomishini ekhangelane lokulwisa inkohlakalo sizwa kuthiwa iphakathi kokuphenya imisebenzi yenkohlakalo kukhansili yakobulawayo. Kukhona ongathanda ukukutsho yini phezu kwalolu daba?
Hhayi, lolu daba angeke ngitsho lutho ngoba bona abaphenyayo baphezu kwalo, sizezwa bengaqeda ukuphenya.
Umnumzana Mlandu Ncube ngomsekeli kaMeya wakobulawayo. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Inkundla yeNew Zimbabwe ithi umthethwandaba weHigh Court unqume izolo ukuthi umasipala weHarare kumele avule amakliniki angamachumi amane lambili awavale kunyanga ezisanda kwedlula. Inkundla yesayithi yona ivika ukuba ibandla leMDC Alliance lithi uhulumende kumele esule isinqumo sakhe sokuvimba ukuqutshwa kokhetho lwama-by-elections obelumele lwenziwe mhlaka 5 kuMpalakazi. Soku isikhathi seno balaleli, lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho iloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Basaza bahle, yebo basaza suthu sevenzwanini. Into engicela kakhulu kubomama baka kwa 12 years ngapha, bengicela khona bafinyeza amarogwe obaba bethoza amasokisi kambe lawo bapho ukuvumela ezinye izinto ezingaqondanga. Hhayi bo, abantu abake beyala okurongo bathe singakhangela uzokuthiwa uhulumende gasiniki lutho, uhulumende gasiniki lutho. Befuna ukugcona uhulumende kamnangakho ongala problem, umnangakho uyaletha ukudla. Hhayi bo, ake sitshintshe ukwenza. Ngiyakhumbula sesikhathi nxa sesisenkundleni umye ubaba owayedinga ubhango wathi ummeli ongaqondanga akhitshwe, laba sokukhanikhwa sokulobumenemene. Asike sitshintshe ukwenza abantu bakithi ngoba lizwe leli ngelethu, singalokhu sigcola uhulumende. Ye uhulumende, ye uhulumende, kanti uhulumende unika abantu inhlanyelo, nasi inhlambeni lelima. Kodwa abantu bachaya imali sebesenza ibhizinisi ngenhlanyelo kahulumende. Hhayi bo, hhayi bo, abantu abake betshintshe ukwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Ngithanda ukwenzela nabantwana bakababa umhlaba wonke. Happy, happy birthday baba, happy birthday. Kuzalwa with the founder of Church ya Baba Juan Wemasowe in Africa, uzelwe ngo-1914 mhlaka 1 October. Wazosiya mhlaka 13 September, wabekwa mhlaka 28 September. Ngithemba umhlaba wonke uyakwazi lokho, emabhukwini sikhona. Church ya Baba Juan Wemasowe. Ngiyazi ngesimo esikhona kufanele sithakazele sindawonye kodwa kwehlule. Themba sizayibamba emabandleni amalanga wona lamathathu sijabulela ukuzalwa kwenkosi yethu. Ngiyalibonga lonke ngosekelo lwenu, umapostoli kababa uJohani Wemasowe. Pile, the happy birthday, Baba. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Baba. Siabonga, moving with ya, MP, Tadura.
Sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo ngezindawo. Hayi siyabona ihlazo lenzakala elizweni. Hayi izwe lakithi liphelile, izimbangu iphelile bantu bakithi. Ilizwe angeke lilungiswe ngumnangagwa. Ilizwe ngeke livuswe iZanu-PF. Kanti ilizwe libulewe ngobani? Endelaba abantu beZanu-PF ngamagovu kakhulu, ngamagovu, govu, govu. Kambe abantu abakade baluthi ilizwe lamanje lokho besalitshontsha. Ende ngalitshela ngathi laba asobantu abangavusi ilizwe. Bakhohlakale kakhulu abantu beZanu-PF lapho. Ende ilizwe ngeke belivuse laba bantu laba ngendlela abalobugovu ngakhona, ngendlela abatshontsha ngakhona, ngendlela abahlukumeza abantu ngakhona, angeke betshintshe laba izenzo zabo ezimbi. Sebeze bebulelele mfundo, imfundo ifile. Uyali kubhadala ababalisi, imali uthatha yonke efake endlini zakhe, imali batshontsha yonke amagovu la, ayinanga amagovu la mani. Okokuthi kube ngayisho isikhathi sokuthi nga ucabanga ukuvusa ilizwe, manje ucabanga into ezingenangqondo kuphela. Abantu bayahlupheka zintwele ezima, abantu babulawa indlala, kodwa imali bayiluthe yonke labo umthuli ncwe labo siphatheleni. Imali igcwele ukusiphatheleni la kumnangabo. Kanti kabasuthi ngani abantu abakade balamba batshontsha ilizwe liphelile anti yibo umnangagwa labezanu-PF.
Ngiyalungelela studio seven, ibizwa ngamoto ezonhlakwanidlovu ntomsebeke. Engingakhuluma kumnango kulokhu kwezikolo kwabothisha labantwana. Othisha balelungelo kokuthi bahlala lo msebenzi ngcodo ikhulo balithola lingani. Njalo abazali akuhambisa abantwana esikolo kuyafana nalokuthi dlala nje ncodo. Abantwana bathona bezidlalela bewodwa bazaphinda buye bathathe lowo mkhuhlane yokuvikelwayo kwezikolo lapho. Ngise ngisiya-ke enasa. Enasa-ke ngicela ukuthi ngabantu benasa bake bakhala ngithi ikholo lamapensini abo. Ncodo ngibona abafelwarazi bathole kuyimali okuncane ingane ngu-16 bond. Yona ithukela yithiwa ithengwa nge-70. Yona ithukela ithengwa ngemali ephinde kabili kuyona leyo mali. Ithukela lapha ithukela yethukela ezimbabwe ithengwa nge-20-50 bond. Kodwa yona iyabe hola 60 bond. Ungakhangela impu ma uthengisa isiteji layo kuma 2100. Kambe shuwa bangaphila njani abantu ngendlela enjalo. Ngibona ngani ingcono abenasa bazama iplani ukuthi abantu laba bathole okuyini.
Bobe kungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imilayezo yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawo emlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sizigqibeke ezekuseni ngezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inhloko kahulumende weleJordani isisukile esihlalweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende ngenyanga ezayo. Umthethwandaba wakweleKenya usufumane abesilisa ababili belecala lokuphatheka kudaba lokubulawa kwabantu abangamajomi phose ayisikhombisa 67 eWestgate Mall kulelo lizwe ngo-2013. Ukuziphetha ezekuseni sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Bane kuphela ababanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo, njalo uyedwa ofunyanwe esepholile. Umsekeli kamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Mike Pence lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden unkosikazi Kamala Harris bangqekilene kungxoxompikiswano yokulungiselela ukhetho eqhutshwe izolo, bachukana phezu kodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Umeli weHarare West edale lephalamende uJoanna Mamombe uze wakhululwa inkantolo izolo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abe-MDCT abalitshumilane sebefungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ephalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa abameli be-MDC Alliance. kwanele mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30 olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.